Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Hello, I'm Mark London, and this is the Standards Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, AI-powered robot car to calm children in hospital. But first, Baldur's Gate 3 was the big winner at the 20th BAFTA Games Awards in London, scooping five of the top spots, including in the only category voted for by the public.
I saved you, and I'm here to save you again.
Larian Studios' smash hit Dungeons & Dragons-based fantasy RPGs wins included the coveted Best Game and Players' Choice Awards. Evening Standard gaming writer Vicky Jessop, who's completed Baldur's Gate 3 in 60 hours, explains the title's popularity.
I think it's the amount of agency that Larian gives their players. So in this world, there are rules that are based on D&D, but it's very flexible. You know, you can solve a battle one of 10 ways. You can pick your adventuring party. You can decide if you want to be good or evil. The replayability is massive.
And there was also success for British developers at the Queen Elizabeth Hall event on the South Bank.
There was one main one, which was Viewfinder, which is a small indie puzzle-solving game developed by a Scottish studio, Sad Owl. And that won too. It won Best New Intellectual Property and Best British Game, which was really lovely because you could really tell they kind of weren't expecting to win. They came up to the stage a bit gobsmacked.
Past year has been huge for gaming, and Vicky explains the significance.
Phil Wang, the host, said it at the start of the night, but 2023 is like one of the biggest years for games ever. You know, there are so many amazing games that came out last year, both AAA titles like Baldur's Gate and Spider-Man, Hogwarts Legacy, but there's also like wonderful indie games like Dredge, Cocoon, Dave the Diver. They were all up for awards as well.
Next, Microsoft has unveiled plans for a major new artificial intelligence hub in London. The Standard reports the tech giant will begin hiring scientists and engineers for the centre in Paddington, which will pioneer work to develop AI language models and supporting infrastructure. Microsoft adds to a growing list of large tech firms who have set up big AI-focused offices in the capital amid an explosion of interest in the technology from investors and consumers. Last year, the ChatGPT maker OpenAI established its first international offices by St James's Park. Now, the University of Sydney study suggests hitting the gym at the end of the working day can yield the best results. Researchers monitored 30,000 overweight people from the UK Biobank study and found squeezing a workout in at the end of the day helped combat cardiovascular disease and even contributed to lowering the risk of early death. Next, for children undergoing medical treatment can be hugely stressful. Now, Spanish hospitals helping reduce anxiety in young patients with a robot car for children to drive themselves to the operating theatre. Paediatricians at St Joan de Déu Barcelona Children's Hospital had already tried calming nerves of 3 to 10-year-olds in their care with dogs, clowns and games. Now building on research into assisted driving by MIT in the US, the Universitat Oberta de Catalunya study sought to minimise stress children experience ahead of operations with the AI-equipped tiny Hyundai car that changes colour, makes music, creates soothing smells and even talks to them. And the really clever bit is the sensors within the mini vehicle that help medics monitor the young patient's facial expressions, heart rate and breathing patterns. Now, staying with paediatrics, and a test using a simple cotton bud cheek swab has been developed to monitor children with a potentially deadly heart condition. Medics say the test allows clinicians to pick up small changes in patients' hearts without needing to take blood. The swab was designed for patients with arrhythmogenic cardiomyopathy, a rare genetic condition where the heart structure can become weak due to the cells of the muscle tissue not developing as they should. The swab's been trialled at Great Ormond Street Hospital here in London and works by detecting the location of certain proteins in the cells of the cheek, which can predict periods of disease activity. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, archaeologists make stunning new discovery at Pompeii. Why not hit follow? In the meantime, give us a rating.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. The UK Health Security Agency has lab confirmed more than 1,000 cases of measles in England since the current outbreak began in October. All regions have reported cases in the past few weeks, though the prevalence of the virus in the West Midlands, where many of the first infections were detected, has now reportedly stabilised. The last major measles outbreak in the UK was in 2012, which saw over 1,900 confirmed cases in England, followed by around 1,400 cases the next year. Next, members of Parliament are urging the government to find a new, better strategy to help combat misinformation on TikTok that's being directed at young people. MPs on the Cross-Party Culture, Media and Sport Committee say more must be done to combat conspiracy theories on new apps appealing to young people who are increasingly turning away from traditional news sources. Data from the regulator Ofcom shows 1 in 10 children aged 12 to 15 years old cited TikTok as their main source of news, while 71% of 16 to 24-year-olds use social media instead of or in addition to news websites. ByteDance-owned TikTok says it welcomes the government engaging with the public on the use of social media platforms. And finally, archaeologists at Pompeii in Italy have discovered an amazingly well-preserved 2,000-year-old fresco showing a stunning depiction of Helen of Troy. It was discovered at a home along Via di Nola, one of Pompeii's longest streets. It's the latest buried treasure to be uncovered at the site, which was destroyed in AD 79 by the devastating eruption of Mount Vesuvius. The vibrant wall painting on a black background depicts Helen of Troy, daughter of Zeus in Greek mythology, meeting Paris, Prince of Troy, for the first time around the 12th century BC. You're up to date. Come back at 4pm for the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Standard podcast here in London, and we'll be back on Monday at 1pm. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.